Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah this morning, Father. Hallelujah this morning, Son. Hallelujah this morning, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord. For he, God, has established it upon the seas. Oh, God, founded it, God, upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Thank you, Father. Gracious God, mighty, awesome Father, lover of our souls, keeper of our lives, great and awesome God, God Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We bless you this morning, and we give you glory this morning. We give you honor this morning, God, and we lift you up above all nations, God. We lift you up above the people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Draw them, God. It's drawing time, Father. It's time for them to come nigh to thee, oh God. And we surrender this morning, Lord. We surrender all of our faculties to you this morning. We surrender, oh God, our will and our way to you this morning, God. Because you are great and you are greatly to be praised. God of our hopes, our dreams, our character. God of our lives. God even of our death. Blessed God. We love you this morning, Father. We love you this morning, Son. We love you this morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Bless the people. Bless the people, God. Bless the people, God. Bless the people, God. Cover their lives, God. Cover their minds, their spirits, and their souls, God. Salvation, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen. We say amen. We say amen. We say amen. We say amen this morning, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord, our God, on high. This day, we walk in his perfect peace, because greater is he, God, in us than he that is in the world. Greater. Come on, somebody, join me. Greater is he in us than he that is in the world. I'm reminded of an old hymn this morning, and we're going to declare and decree that this is not us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come, ye disconsolate. Where ye languish, come to thy mercy seat first. It has no sorrow, no sorrow, no sorrow that my heaven, my God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, cannot heal. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise on that this morning. Hallelujah. Earth has, come on, somebody, no sorrow that heaven, my heaven, cannot heal this morning. God is great, y'all. He is greatly to be praised this morning. I came to tell you this morning, I will not be disconsolate. I will not be disconsolate. Amen. It says, come ye disconsolate, because earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Come on. When you come and you bring that thing to Jesus, you're able to leave it behind. You're able to live through it, work through it. Get it, oh God, out of your spirit. Amen. I will not be. Somebody type in, I will not be disconsolate this morning. Somebody's going through. I will not be disconsolate this morning. Oh my God. The word of God this morning is coming for the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Joshua 1 and 9, we're going straight into the scriptures, amen? Says this right here. I'm going to read these in your hearing. There are three scriptures. Joshua 1 and 9 says this. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Oh my God. Romans 8 and 28. Says this, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to what? His purpose. Oh my God. And Psalms 34, 18 says this, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Come on, the word of God for the people of God this morning. Give God a praise on that word this morning. I will not be disconsolate this morning. Instead of being inconsolable, you see, let's look at the definition of the word, oh my God. Let's just look at that word for a moment. Look at the word disconsolate. So we know, we fully understand, I will not. Do you hear me? I will not be disconsolate this morning. Oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Disconsolate. When you talk about disconsolate of a person, it means this. A person who is without consolation or comfort. They're unhappy. Listen to that again. Of a person, disconsolate refers to a person who is without consolation or comfort. You can't console them. You can't say anything to make them feel better. You can't get them to be happy. Amen. They don't understand, amen, that thing called joy, and that the joy of the Lord is their strength. They are disconsolate. Amen. Now, of a place or a thing, that word disconsolate means causing or showing a complete lack of comfort. Oh my God, you cannot find any comfort in that place, amen? In the place you're in, you're cheerless, amen? Come on, God. Disconsolate. Thank you, Lord. Disconsolate. I will not be disconsolate. I will be able to be comforted, amen? Because the Lord God is my comforter, amen? I will be able to be happy, amen? Because I will be happy in Jesus. I will be in a place where God can reach me and he can console me himself. Oh my God, do you know the Holy Spirit will console you when you're going through? I will not, I'm telling you, I will not, not me. I will not be disconsolate. I will be comfortable. Amen. I will be in a place where others can speak a word in my life. Amen. And I will find joy through that word of God. Amen. I will be in a place, not a disconsolate place, but I will be in a consolable place. Amen. Where I am able to be lifted up. You know what happens if I lift God up? He says, if he is lifted up, he will draw me to him. Amen. He says, I'll draw all men. That includes me. He says, if you lift me up, daughter, If you lift me up, son, then I can lift you up, amen? Because guess what? Oh, my God. Instead of being inconsolable, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to lift up God. I'm going to lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence come my help, amen? Because guess where my help comes from? It comes from the Lord who made heaven, who made earth, who made me. He will not suffer my foot to be moved, amen? He will be the shade on my right hand. When that sun is beaming, when those things are hurting, he will comfort my spirit, amen? Oh my God, I will not be disconsolate. Amen. If you are able to be consoled this morning, you need to, oh God, go ahead and type in, I will be consoled. I am consoled. I will rise above this situation. I will come, oh my God, away from this circumstance. I might be touched, but I won't be scathed. Amen. I will not be disconsolate. Don't allow the situations and the things that you're going through. You know, death is very prevalent right now. Very prevalent. It always has been, but it seems like it's even more during these times. This is a season that God has the earth in, amen? And it seems like death is hitting us from every which way but loose. It seems like it's coming at us. Oh my God, before we can grieve this person, here comes another, amen? But let me tell you what the word of God will do for you. If you praise God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below, praise him above, ye heavenly hosts, my God, praise God the Father, praise God the Son, praise God the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. If you praise God, let me tell you that he will lift you up on the inside. I will not be disconsolate, because I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. I'm going to continue to bless his name. Amen. There is nothing I can do about what God does except give in to God, allow him to do what he's going to do, and trust him in his every place, in every move he makes. Amen? Come on, somebody. Do you trust God? Let me know if you trust God. Type in, I trust God. I trust him with my family. I trust him with my friends. I trust him with my finances. I trust him with my home. I trust him with my character. I trust him with my covering. I trust him, oh God, with my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul. I trust God. So therefore, I will not be disconsolate. Come ye disconsolate. Oh God, where you languish, come on, come to thy mercy seat. God has mercy waiting for you. Fervently kneel. The song says, here bring your wounded heart. Here tell God your anguish. Why? Because earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. God is a healer. Not just of our physical being, you see. Not just because our body is aching, racking with pain. Our body is going through sickness. God is a healer of our mind, body, spirit, and soul. This is when God makes you whole. Amen. God will heal the sin sick person and cause you to come on out. I will not be disconsolate this morning. Oh my God. Joshua 1:9. We read that in your hearing. Have I not commanded you? We got to listen to God this morning. Be strong and courageous. Even when you go into, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I don't have time to let myself get down. I don't have time to let myself go down. Come on. I will not be disconsolate. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you. God is already with me. Amen. Somebody needs to take that personal. Do you believe that God is with you? Speak that thing over your life. Come on, type it in. God is already with me. God is with me when I'm going through. God is with me even when I'm facing death. Even when death is prevalent in my family. God is with me. Amen. God has not left me. He is not, oh my God, left me, because he said he won't leave me. He won't forsake me. And I believe God. I believe God before I believe the world. Come on, Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. My God, Romans 8 and 28 reminds us. And we know, we know, we know. It don't say we suppose. It don't say we think. Oh, my God. It says we know that all things, in all things, God works. Not us. It said God works for the good of those who love him. It doesn't even say that he's working for those he loves. He say, it says he's working for those who love him. Come on. We already know he loves us and he works for, but this says for those who love him. Come on. This another step. You see, because there's a lot of folks. Oh, God. God loves us all. But do we love him? But this says, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. I keep telling you, you've got to have that personal relationship with him. How are you going to love him and you don't know him? You got to get to know this man. Amen? You got to get to know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Build that relationship with him. You didn't just walk up on somebody and understand their total character and fall in love with them. You had to work your way through some things. Now, I know some folks say there's some love at first sight. Oh, but when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. Come on, God. We know that in all things, not some, not the things we choose, you see, not what man may choose for us, but that in all things, watch this. I bet somebody doesn't believe me. Even the stuff that took place in the Capitol, that happened on my child's birthday. I was remembering her day. Amen. But God threw some things and threw some wrenches in that thing. It says in all things, even in that, y'all, God works for the good of those who love him. Understand, it says who love him. That means you know him. That means you understand who God is and how God is. When you love somebody, you understand their character. The character of God could never be compromised. Oh, my God. He says, I'm working for your good, even in the stuff that looks like it's a mess. I'm working for your good because you've been called according what? To a purpose. A purpose. Amen. Psalms 34 and 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Oh, my God. God, when my heart is weary, when my heart is heavy, I have comfort in knowing I'm not going to be disconsolate. Because my comfort is in knowing that you are close to me, God. And it says, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many of us have lost loved ones over the years. Many, many of us have lost loved ones this year, within this past year. And we're going into 2021, and guess what? Y'all thought it was over. It's not over. Nobody wanted 2020. But guess what? 2021 might show us some stuff, y'all. You got to remember, you still not going to be disconsolate. You're not going to be in a place where people can't console you. Don't you let the devil, see, when you go to that place, that's called that depressive thing. Don't you let the devil cause you to go to a place where nobody can speak to your heart, where God can't reach you, amen? Get you a song in your spirit. Hallelujah, the highest praise. Hallelujah, God, for the rest of my days. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you honor and praise. Come on, come on, come on. Get you a song in your spirit. Come on, God. I will not be disconsolate because I will praise God. From whom all blessings flow. I will praise God. The doxology that we sing in the church says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. That's where your blessing is coming from. Not from your job, not from your parents, not from your estate, not from a will, not from your way, but from God's way. All blessings flow. It says, praise him, all creatures. That includes you. He's talking to you right now, sister, brother. He's talking. Praise him, all creatures here below. And not just us. It says, praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Even the angels praise God. Praise God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I will praise God the Creator. Nehemiah 9:6 says, just listen, I praise you, God, because you alone are the Lord. I will praise God, the only Lord, because you are the Lord and there is no other apart from you. Come on, somebody. I will praise God, the Almighty. I praise him because who is like you, God? Who, Lord God Almighty, is like you, Lord Almighty, praise him. Praise him through your discomfort. Praise him through your times of solace. Praise him through your time of bereavement. Praise him through the things that are holding your heart and your mind bound. Praise God. Push past that thing. Don't let it overtake you. Praise God. He is the Prince of Peace. I praise you, God, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I will praise you, God, whose nature is love. His character is love. He is a God of love. I praise you, God, because you are love. Whoever lives in love, the word said lives in God. And God lives in them. So you got to praise him in love. You got to praise God because he is triumphant. He will sustain you. You got to praise God because it is he who will keep you beyond the sickness. Come on, Jesus. Many have died to COVID-19, but many have survived COVID-19. God has healed many in the midst of COVID-19. Thank you, Lord. We keep hearing the sob stories, the sad stories, the death stories. What about the stories that God has kept my life? God has sustained me. It is God who keeps me day by day, night after night. It is God, the Father, God, the Son. It is God, the Holy Spirit. Praise God because he is faithful. I praise you, God. Come on, somebody. I praise you, God, for you keep your covenant. Oh, God, your covenant of love, and you've kept it through 1,000 generations. God just didn't start loving us. God has loved us from the beginning of creation, when he rolled that dust up, when he blew breath into the first nostrils. God has loved us because who does not love what they create? Oh, give me a clean heart, oh God, that I might serve thee. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. I will not be disconsolate. I am consolable by the Lord, my God. I am consolable by he who keeps me day by day. I praise you, oh God, because of my refuge. I praise you because my salvation and my honor depend on you. Oh my God, I praise you because my salvation, God, and my honor depend on you. God is a God of greatness. He is a God of honor, and we have to honor him, and we have to worship him, and we have to worship him in spirit and in truth. I praise you, God, because you've allowed your spirit. You got to speak these things over your life. Stop being humdrum and down. Because somebody's sick, because somebody's dead, because somebody, oh my God, is going through. You got to be able to lift up the name of Jesus. Lift him up. Lift him up. Lift him up till he speaks from eternity. The word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. Somebody come on. I will not be disconsolate this morning. My heart might be a little heavy. My mind and my thoughts might go through, but I will not be disconsolate. I will be consolable. Thank you, God. Come on. Some of us get in a rut and we want to stay in it. I shouldn't call you every time somebody calls you. You whining, you complaining. Come on and give God some glory, some honor, some praise. Some folks not here to give him that. Thank you, Jesus. Every time you open your mouth, it ought to be about praising God. My conversations become few and far between with some folks because they're tired of me talking about the goodness of Jesus. I'm not complaining. It's okay. Oh, my God. But if you can attest to it, if you're having a conversation somewhere in that conversation, probably up front, in the middle, and at the end, I'm going to say something about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me because my soul is crying out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank him that I don't have to be disconsolate. I'm not unconsolable because the Holy Spirit is he who has kept me. Amen. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a praise, y'all. Oh, thank you, Lord. I hope you got that word this morning. I want to share these three scriptures just in your hearing. These were sent to encourage me today. And I encourage you today by the word of God. Proverbs 8 and 10. You can write these down so you can read them later. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Run into it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous. See, you got to be right. I keep telling you, their relationship will make you right and righteous. You can't be over here cussing and using profanity and saying all kind of thing out of your mouth about your brother or sister right now. And in the next 2 minutes, you think you're going to praise God out of that same mouth. It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Righteous, you are safe. COVID might touch us, but it's not going to scathe us. Amen? It can't touch our souls. Cancer might touch us, but it's not going to kill us. Amen? It cannot kill our soul. Oh, my God. Lupus might touch us, but it won't kill us. Amen? Because, oh, my God, it is but to God a mere thing. These things that we have made greatness of, sickness, disease, poverty, it is but to God to speak to that thing and it shall be moved. But he says if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, he says we can say to that mountain, be thou removed. So I'm speaking to the mountains this morning. I'm speaking to the hills and the valleys this morning. I'm speaking to the sand dunes this morning. I'm speaking to any ripple in the water this morning. Be thou removed in the name of Jesus. God is not mocked. I will not be disconsolate. I am comforted. I am of the Holy Spirit of God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit dwell in me. I speak life into my body, my mind, my spirit, my soul. You got to learn to speak over yourself. Thank you, God. Come on, give him a praise. Oh, my God, I left off your scripture. Let me give you these last two. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says this. Do not grieve for the joy. This man right here, y'all know it. Do not grieve. See, we leave off that part. But it says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's do not grieve. Don't cry. Don't get down in that thing and let it overtake you for the joy. Make God happy and you can be strong. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in the time of need. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in the time. In the time of what? In the time of need. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, God. God is great this morning, and he is so, so, so greatly to be praised. Come on, give him a praise with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. If you don't know him this morning, I extend him to you. I offer him to you. I just want you to know that the glow that he puts on me is the glow that he dwells in me. He wants to dwell in you too. He wants you to be able to stand. And having done all, stand. when times are trying, he wants you to be able to make it through. Don't forget, it said, he is working in all things for our good. Do you love him this morning? Do you want to know him? Do you want to get to know him? If you're not sure and very sure, I extend to you at this time to be sure and very sure. Thank you, Lord. I extend to you this time to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And I ask you to pray this prayer with me, even at this time. Father, please forgive me for my sin. Forgive me, God, for not believing you or believing in you, for not trusting you with my whole heart. And, oh, Father, your word reminds me that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, your word reminds me that I am saved. And, oh, Father, I accept my salvation this morning. I accept my deliverance this morning. And I plead the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus this morning over my life. Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise for somebody's salvation. Thank you, Lord. Listen, we got to trust God so we won't be disconsolate. We got to be consolable and not inconsolable. We got to learn how to speak over ourselves, y'all. Suppose you call pastor and you can't reach me. Don't you stay in a rut. Come on. Come on. You got to learn how to speak the word of God over yourself. And I just remind us this morning, he reminds us to be still and know that he is God. Oh, be still and know that he is God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you just a little bit of this morning before we go. Just listen in. Barbara Pinckney Williams, Savannah Community Choir. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we going way back. Thank you, God. This is from 1981. Just a little bit of it for you this morning. Yes. Thank you, God.
Salvation of the Lord. Be still and know I'm God. Be still and know that I am God. Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want me to. Yes. Oh, he left a comforter with us. He is the Redeemer. Yeah, come on. Be still and know I'm God. Yeah. Be still and know that I am God. Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Yes. Come on. Give him a praise this morning. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes. Be still and know that I am God. Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We bless God this morning. Before we go into our closing prayer this morning, amen, we want to remember our Mama Shirley, mother of our dear Elder Bill Harris, our mother in love. Mama Shirley, loved by many, remembered by so many. We bless God for her life this morning, and we thank God for allowing her to touch our lives this morning. Shirley Ann Collins Harrell, thank you, God, from 1935, June 23rd, until December 8th, 2020. We thank God for all of your condolences, for all of your prayers, all of your push pass. Amen. And we just bless the Lord. And this morning, we ask you to continue to pray our strength in the Lord. Amen. Pray for us. We have had the death angel to visit our family during the night. Amen. And I thank God. I thank God for the life of my late brother. Thank you, Lord. Joseph Baker Jr. Amen. The third. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Everybody knows him as Bubby. And I thank God, my father's son. We thank God for his life this morning. We ask you to continue to pray our strength. But we will not be disconsolate. Go ahead and give God a praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We ask that you remember our tithers and our offering givers. We thank God for you this morning. We ask that you remember us. Amen. Remember us. Amen. And we're doing things that are helping folks. Amen. We don't broadcast who we're helping and how we're helping them, but we are helping folks. Amen. And we ask that you continue to be a blessing to us, that we might continue to be a blessing to others in outreach. Amen. We thank God. Father, we thank you now for this, your time of prayer, praise, and worship. And we ask you, O Father, to continue to keep the people. O God, as we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence, we ask you to continue to hold us, to lift us, and to encourage us, God. You are able to console us, God, when we are not able to console ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow morning, Monday, 9 o'clock a.m. for 9 minutes. Join me 9 for 9, prayer, praise, and worship. God bless. Until then.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.